Israel Folau has managed to avoid the media spotlight at Rugby Union headquarters after talks with the sport's top officials over his use of social media. Comments he made last week on Instagram have been criticised as homophobic, which conflicts with the sporting code's policy of inclusion. Australian Rugby Chief Executive Raylene Castle says it is a difficult situation.
When you think you're trying to combine religious beliefs, freedom of speech, inclusion, respect in the use of social media, when you try and bring all those things together, that's a very difficult place.
A devout Christian, Folau wrote in the post, since deleted, that gay people were destined for hell unless they repent their sins and turn to God. Ms. Castle says the talks with Folau, one of the game's biggest stars, were open, calm and honest, and the parties shared stories, ideas and positions.
Both of us recognise that what we want is a situation where we use our social media platforms in a respectful and positive way.
Folau's comments have reopened wounds left raw from the same-sex marriage debate. But the Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, Glenn Davies, defends the player's right to do what he did.
We support free speech, freedom of religion and freedom of conscience. And we think that Israel Folau, as a citizen of Australia, has every right to speak his mind.
West Australian federal MP and gay rights advocate Tim Wilson is not so supportive.
The correct response to Israel Folau is to ignore him and his views and recognise that he was hired principally for his brawn and his physical ability, not his intelligence or his opinions.
Dawn Rose, the president of Australia's first gay and inclusive rugby club, the Sydney Convicts, also says Folau's comments should be condemned.
It's clear that Rugby Australia condemn those types of comments and they support what we'd like to see as an inclusive, diverse game.
He says Folau has put the game in a difficult position, but ultimately some good might come out of it.
He needs to be aware of the consequences and impacts that his comments can make in the community, to young rugby players, to young kids that look up to him as a sports idol.
Ms. Castle, the Australian Rugby Chief Executive, says the two sides are working towards a solution.
How can he find a way make sure that he's not disrespectful, but it doesn't compromise his own personal beliefs?
Rugby Australia says no sanctions against Folau are being considered, and there has been no immediate issue with sponsors. She says she looks forward to further discussions. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.